The February 25th, 2020 meeting, committee of the whole meeting of the Simpsonville City Council is called to order. City Clerk Wong, please call the roll.
Councilmember Gooch.
Here.
Councilmember Kelly.
Here.
Councilmember Houlihan.
Here.
Councilmember Roche.
Here.
Councilmember Cummings. Councilmember Hutchings.
Here.
Mayor Schumacher.
Here. Please rise and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Each of us has received a copy of the minutes from the last committee of the whole meeting. Are there any corrections? Councilmember Gooch?
Thank you. Mr. Mayor, there is a typographical error under the business section, item four, last sentence. It says, "And to move tis item." I believe it should read, "Move this item." That's the only correction I have.
It's already been corrected.
Thank you.
Any other corrections? Hearing no objection, the minutes are approved as revised. No citizen comments tonight, Clerk Wong?
No, sir.
Thank you. Staff reports. Director Christine Farino, please.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. You should have the January financial report. General fund revenues collected for January were $6.1 million. This brings the year-to-date revenues to approximately 59% of the budget. Expenses were $2.1 million for January, bringing expenses to 55% of the budget. Sewer fund revenues were $185,000, with the total revenues of 53% of the budget. Expenses for the sewer fund were $40,000, bringing expenses to 37% of the budget. Hospitality accommodations, January revenues were $203,000 for a year-to-date revenue of 51% of the budget. Expenses were $214,000 with year-to-date expenses at 73% of the budget. And the Public Works Enterprise Fund revenues collected for January were $929,000. The year-to-date revenues are $1,047,231, and there's no expenses. Any questions?
Questions? Councilmember Gooch?
What's our cash on hand at the moment? I know it's in here, I'm overlooking it.
For?
Just general fund cash on hand. I see it here on the side, under after overview and expenditures, I see it. Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you, Director Freeman.
Thank you.
Next is our community relations specialist report. Specialist Campbell.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council. The winter edition of the e-newsletter has been published and may be viewed on Simpsonville.com. I have been sharing the link to the newsletter on Facebook. I contacted the Chesapeake Park Homeowners Association about assisting and distributing it. The response I received was that the HOA will probably be able to share the newsletter on its Facebook page, and I suggested that they use hashtag simply informed on any posts to help promote our tagline, and asked this individual for any contact information for other HOAs that he may have. The Hometown Legislative Action Day dinner was a great success. More than 60 people attended. And the city really received really positive feedback from guests about the dinner. The city will start promoting movies in the park very soon. Logistics and details are still being finalized. We're really excited about the first movie. We think we're going to have a pretty good response, pretty good crowd for that one. And all bands have been booked for the summer music series and food truck rodeo. We're going to secure food trucks for each concert over the next couple of weeks, and as you can imagine, we've had a great response from food truck owners to participate in the food truck rodeo. So we'll do our best to pick the trucks that we believe will benefit the music series the most and benefit the city while also being fair. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Questions? Councilmember Roche?
Can you remember offhand what bands you have slated for that? Are we at liberty to say?
Sure. So if I can recall, I don't have it in front of me, but I booked six of the bands and Safi booked seven of the bands. We do have a band called Cranford Hollow, Hilton Head, that's very good. I'm excited about them. Duggar Band out of Nashville, Tennessee, that's an up-and-coming country band. Retro Vertigo again, Safi booked them. I can send you a complete list. And now that we've finalized all the bookings, I'll be providing that information to Mr. Campbell so he can put together all the promotional materials, and we'll be happy to share those things with you all so you can help us distribute them.
One more question. I've been asked, I don't know which one of you could answer, by local businesses, do you have to actually have a physical truck to be able to participate, or can a business come and set up a tent and offer what they offer in the local businesses to the patrons?
We would be happy to have them come and set up a food tent as long as they're able to keep the food at a safe temperature. Because of course, if they're a restaurant, they have a DHEC certified kitchen, so if they're able to keep the food to the proper temperature and they want to do that, we would definitely be interested in having them do that.
Who do they need to contact to become a part
They can contact me, or they can go to the Music Series Facebook page, and there's a link there where they can fill out an interest form, and then I can get in touch with them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Questions?
Thanks for your work on that.
Thank you, Mr. Campbell.
Thank you.
Next is Economic Development, our Planning and Economic Development Director, Jason Knudsen.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. With our permits, we're pretty much online in our kind of ups and downs, our cyclical manner. We're right where we should be for this time of the year. As far as plans go, we had two small projects that were approved this last month. Subdivision off Morning Vista Phase 5 has been approved. We actually have the pre-con meeting tomorrow morning. It's about 25 homes in this first phase. And then Renovation Church is expanding a parking lot due to their membership growing. We did not have any agenda items on Planning Commission meetings, so it was not held this month. And for Board of Zoning Appeals, we had a single variance request, which was approved. And it was to be able to continue the use of a non-conforming sign due to the lot, the way it was already laid out, to bring it into conformance and have a sign for this business, it would have caused a safety issue in the parking lot. And so the board did grant it, but the actual sign structure itself will be brought up into full compliance. So it's just to allow it to remain in the area that it's in. Other than that, that's all we kind of looked at this month.
Questions for Mr. Knudsen? Thank you.
Thank you.
Next is City Administrator Report, Administrator Grayson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of council. I'll be happy to answer any questions you might have regarding my report that I've submitted. I just would like to point out a few things. Mr. Campbell and I went to Columbia today to present for our Award of Excellence application to the Municipal Association. And while we were there, we dropped by the State Department on Aging and dropped off the PIP grant. So we killed two birds today, and hopefully we'll hear about that PIP grant very soon, and we're looking forward to hopefully doing that renovation at the Senior Center. The fire station number 6 is still going through permit review, stormwater permitting, and building permitting. Of course, all of that is done through Greenville County because of the location of the property. But we're hopeful that we'll break ground in April on that project. I had sent you an email last week about scheduling a planning retreat for April 2nd and 3rd. I hope you all have received that. If you could reply back to me, I've heard from a couple of you. If you haven't replied back yet, let me know that date is suitable. We want to make sure we have enough council members to do it. If not, we'll have to look at an alternative date. As was mentioned earlier in Mr. Campbell's report, we're working again this year with Safi to develop the program for the Summer Music Series. We did complete just at the end of last week all of the band bookings for that, and we're really excited because we have several bands that have not performed here before, and a couple of repeats that, you know, the crowd favorites. But I think we have a great lineup. It'll be bigger and better than it's ever been. And I'm currently working on this year's Celebrate Simpsonville event. It's going to be held on July the 3rd. We were really excited because we thought we had finally July the 4th on a Saturday, and we would be able to do Celebrate Simpsonville on actual Independence Day. But TRZ and Live Nation have a concert that night. So we got bumped back to July the 3rd, but we're real excited. I booked Sister Hazel to perform at that, and I think we'll have a great turnout as a result. And just wanted to mention to you all, I think Ms. Long emailed you about the chamber banquet next month. If you could reply back and let her know if you plan to attend, so we can pay for the table for any of you who wish to attend the chamber banquet. Any questions?
Questions? Councilmember Hutchins.
Under the paragraph about the art grant for the Art Center, I suppose. Mm-hmm. There's a reference there to a engineering testing for asbestos and lead paint.
Yes.
Has that been done?
It is being done right now. We have the engineering firm working on that. We did a phase one environmental for the site that was required for the grant, and that's completed. We've submitted that, and now we're doing the materials testing on the interior of the building. So that should be completed within the next week or so. I did meet with the architects on Friday afternoon, and we went over the schematic design, and it's really shaping up nicely. I think you all will be happy with what they've come up with.
Questions? Councilmember Roche.
The list of shows coming out of CC&B Amphitheater has been kind of slow. I've noticed a number of Live Nation venues have great shows already booked and they're being advertised, and ours is kind of lagging and a lot of people are asking. So what can I tell them?
So I've asked that same question, and there are at least five shows that have been booked. They're just not ready to start promotion yet. Of course, they're only promoting the one, but as I mentioned, they do have a concert booked for July 4th. They just haven't promoted it yet. I'm not sure what the holdup is. I guess it has to do with when Live Nation wants to put the tickets on sale. They don't like to announce until the tickets are going on sale within the next week or two. So I hope we'll have more announcements coming out very soon.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you, Administrator Gracely.
Thank you, Mayor.
And you're up next. Will you summarize the discussion of the MASC Model Business License Ordinance, number 2020-01?
Yes, thank you. So we were approached by the Municipal Association. Ms. Scruggs, through the Business Licensing Officials Association, was asked to update our NAICS codes to include the new codes for this year. And I spoke with Jeff Shacker because in our previous business license ordinance, we had language in there that basically referenced any updates to the code would automatically update. He suggested, however, that we go back and adopt the model ordinance because they changed some of the language regarding gross receipts. For those of you who attended the HLAD conference, you know there was a lot of talk about business licenses, and one of the points of contention that had been in there, I think it's been removed now by the House of Representatives, was net receipts versus gross receipts. But there was still some room in the language for other interpretation of what gross receipts means. So he said he thought it would be better if we just went back and adopted the model ordinance in full. So all of the changes from the previous ordinance that the city had adopted have been redlined. The main thing is all of the references to gross receipts. That language has been cleaned up. Of course, the due dates have been amended in this model ordinance. We did that about a year ago, if you recall. So we had already taken care of that. And then, of course, it updates the NAICS codes. So those are essentially the only changes. Based on the Municipal Association's recommendation, they said it would be better if we just go back and adopt the model ordinance again so that we're completely updated with the current language. So there are no ambiguities.
Motion's in order. Councilmember Roche.
Mayor, I move that we approve discussion of MASC Model Business License Ordinance 2020-01.
We have a motion by Councilmember Roche with a second by Councilmember Hutchings to approve.
Point of order.
Councilmember Houlihan.
Really approve a discussion. Shouldn't the motion be to approve the ordinance itself?
Actually, it might be more appropriate to also point out we're moving this to business meeting rather than approving it for first reading.
Mayor Shoemaker, the ordinance that we pass on committees of the whole say that a motion to approve is the same thing as a motion to move it to the full council meeting for vote. So all motion to approve tonight manages to do this ordinance is to get it on your agenda for first reading.
Okay, so would you like to amend the motion to take out the word discussion?
Yes, I move that we amend the motion to take out the word discussion.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion to make an amendment with a second by council, motion by Councilmember Houlihan with a second by Councilmember Gooch to amend the main motion so that it will now read approve the MASC Model Business License Ordinance number 2020-01. Any discussion? Councilmember Hutchings.
Question, does this bring the language in into the what's the word I'm looking for? Is this language now mimic the language in the bill that just passed through the House?
We're discussing the amendment, not the motion.
Any other discussion? Okay, so on the motion to amend the main motion to read approve the MASC Model Business License Ordinance number 2020-01. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed signify by saying no. The motion carries. The motion is amended. Now, discussion on the main motion. Councilmember Hutchins.
My question was I guess it's the version that went through on February 20th through the House. The language now will agree with the language of the bill. That House bill that's been passed, as far as you know?
So the Model Business License Ordinance is not necessarily meant to be in agreement with the legislative bill that's going through the House and Senate right now. What it's intended to do is update the NAICS codes, change the dates for compliance, and some of those things are a part of that legislation. The city of Goose Creek evidently had a legal action brought against it by a business owner with regard to net receipts versus gross receipts, and the language in the model ordinance that we are considering now would take out any ambiguity or subjectivity in that language so that it's very clear now how gross receipts are calculated and interpreted in the ordinance. So those are the main reasons for updating this.
Mayor Shoemaker, if I can add just a little bit, because the General Assembly is considering what it's going to do with business licenses, one of the things the Municipal Association has endeavored to do is to have all local government across the state adopt a model ordinance and tell the legislature, look, no matter where you're doing business in South Carolina, this is what you're going to look at. So that was the other reason to adopt these, so we're uniform with other municipalities.
And we had already taken up most of the objectives of that when we changed the due dates last year. And of course, updating the NAICS codes is a mandate. So yes, cleaning up that gross receipts language was very important too.
Any other discussion? I'll add one point on House Bill 4431 as it is amended. Municipal Association is recommending that we support that, and it is being voted on, or at least being debated on the main floor tomorrow in the House. So they're asking that we contact our representatives and tell them that the bill as it stands has our support. Any other discussion?
On the motion to approve MASC Model Business License Ordinance Number 2020-01, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying no. Motion carries. Next item on the agenda, 7B, is discussion of protective barriers for South Main Street Trail. Administrator Gracely, will you summarize for us, please?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of council. I sent out an email earlier about this on Friday when I received the information. Actually, I received a phone call from Amy Blinson, who is the grants coordinator with the Department of Transportation in Columbia. As you read in that email message in my summary, essentially what happened is the TAP grant that was awarded to the city in 2016 with 2013 TAP funds, the city signed the financial participation agreement. It was signed by Administrator Deerhout back in 2016, but it was never signed and conceivably never received by DOT in Columbia. Therefore, the funding lapsed. And we knew that that had happened several months ago when we were asking to amend the scope of the original application. We were told by GPAT staff at the county that that wasn't a problem, that it was just a matter of figuring out how to move around that and figure out how much funding they had and reallocate the funding to this project. That's what we've been trying to do for months, but unfortunately, we got word on Friday that because the funding had lapsed and it's federal funding with all of the strings attached, that that funding was no longer available to us and that we could not amend the scope. And as you know, we've been waiting to get those protective barriers. We want to get those installed for everyone's safety. We're ready to officially open up that section of trail. So my recommendation moving forward is twofold. One, that we go ahead and obligate local funds to purchase and install those barriers. That would cost about $70,000. What I had suggested in the email to you all is that the funding that we had in the budget for the purchase of the Burden property for downtown parking, as you know, I'm still negotiating not very successfully with Dr. Burden to sell that property. We have since moved into discussing a lease arrangement for the property so we can secure it for parking through a lease arrangement, which he is much more comfortable with because then he still owns the property. So that frees up that funding. And we had in the budget $175,000 for the property purchase, and I'm suggesting that we take $70,000 out of that line item to pay for the barriers. Mr. Knutson and Mr. Derby have measured again to make sure that we were right on the count and the funding that we needed and the spacing of the barriers. And it is $70,000 will purchase the number of barriers we need to have in place 6 feet on center, all the way down the length of the trail. It will also purchase some additional barriers if we have barriers that are damaged and need to be replaced, all of the epoxy and materials that we need for the installation. And then our public works staff can do the installation themselves. So the total cost would be $70,000 to do that.
Thank you, Ms. Gracely. Motion is in order. Councilmember Houlihan.
Mr. Mayor, I move that council approve City Administrator Diana Gracely's proposal for the purchase of the protective barriers for South Main Street's trail.
Second. We have a motion by Councilmember Houlihan with a second by Councilmember Kelly to approve Administrator Gracely's proposal to purchase protective barriers for South Main Street trail. Discussion? Are you ready for the question? On the motion to approve Administrator Gracely's proposal to obligate local funds to purchase protective barriers for South Main Street Trail, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying no.
No.
The motion carries. The next item on the agenda is an executive session for the discussion of the performance of an employee in the administration department. The motion is in order. Councilmember Houlihan.
Mr. Mayor, I move that council go into executive session for the discussion of the performance of an employee in the administration department.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Houlihan with a second by Councilmember Gooch to go into executive session for the discussion of the performance of an employee in the administration department. Is there any discussion? Are you ready for the question? We have a motion to enter executive session for the discussion of the performance of an employee in the administration department. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying no. Okay, under state law, I am announcing at this time we are going into executive session for the discussion of the performance of an employee in the administration department. In coming out of executive session, council may vote on items that were discussed in the executive session. Thank you. Turn and call to order. So we have returned from executive session, and we are prepared to take action. A motion is in order. Councilmember Gooch.
Mayor and Council, I move we implement the pay adjustment discussed in executive session for the city administrator.
Second.
We have a motion from Councilmember Gooch and a second from Councilmember Houlihan to approve the pay increase discussed in executive session. Discussion? Councilmember Gooch.
Although I have not completed my evaluation, I'll take this time to say I really, really, really appreciate the work you do. There's just not enough good to say. And I don't want to swell you up too much, but I really am very pleased with the work you do. I see how staff performs, how our city has performed, how you perform. You have really dedicated yourself to the city, this council, and the citizens. And I thank you so much for what you do. I'm grateful, truly, truly grateful. I'm glad you're here. It means so much that you come to work every day, and I see that you want to be here. And I haven't seen some others who've been in this position that you're in. Some of them won't be here. They just kind of tolerated it and did it. But you've got a passion for it, and it shows. And that makes a huge difference. So thank you.
Thank you.
Second.
Councilor Houlihan.
At my other job, I have this saying for people, and it's, all I need you to do is do your job and not make my job harder. Two rules, just follow them. I think that you definitely exceeds my expectations on that because you do your job and you don't make mine harder. In fact, you make it easy, as Ms. Kelly and I were talking about earlier. You make it easy to do this job by doing your job so well. And that's really greatly appreciated. I think even tonight we had some examples of how you really do that very well, because yes, we're all disappointed by that CAP grant funding going away, but at the same point in time, you came forward with a solution. You came forward with ideas for council to use to still get to our goal without us even having to have asked for it, which is a huge substantial improvement over some previous experiences that we've had, and again, certainly makes our jobs easier, makes the city of Simpsonville better, and I mean, I don't want to do it without you, so stay.
Second. Councilmember Roche.
I thoroughly appreciate your attentiveness from the big things to the small things. So whether it's creek erosion or ace letting trash fly all over the neighborhood, you're always on it. You reply to my emails, my phone calls right away. The citizens appreciate that. They appreciate, here's the number to call, let's make an appointment to work this out. I've gotten a lot of positive feedback from the citizens, and that makes me feel great because it makes me look like a great representative. So I love being in your shadow, and I really appreciate all the hard work. I mean, the grants alone, you're worth your money. You truly are. We are very blessed to have you.
Thank you.
Councilmember Hutchings.
I too have not finished my evaluation, but it's a true pleasure working with you, and I appreciate the novel suggestions and solutions that you come up with for some of the problems we have, one of the latest being the armadillos. But I also appreciate the communication. You always get back to me quickly anytime I have a question. And you're always on top of everything. So I certainly do appreciate that and appreciate the professionalism.
Thank you.
Mr. Cummings was not able to be here, but he did submit his evaluation. He did. And he commented that Diana is a pleasure to work with, is very professional, and is a valuable contributor to the city. So I thought that I would include that on the record as well.
Councilmember Roche.
Just one more thing I thought of. Once in a while, I have communication with some of the city employees, just in a casual place. Happen to meet up with them in the same place we're having dinner, or at a holiday event or something like that. And I'll say, so how's it going? How do you enjoy your job with the city? And they always say they love you. And they always say how much, I'm not going to cry. They always say how much their life has improved since you became our city administrator. They did not like their jobs. They did not like the position they were put in a lot of times. They didn't like not having a budget to work with, to be able to do for Simpsonville what they wanted to do desperately. And you've just been an awesome influence, and they adore you. I don't know if you know that or not, but they'll do just about anything for you. And you have some sort of managerial magic there. I'm looking forward to the book that you're going to publish someday in retirement. But thank you for doing that. Thank you for really leading them really well. We appreciate it, because it makes us a little shining star. It really does. People are very proud to live here.
Thank you.
Anyone else? I get the honor of going last. I'm going to read my appraisal to you. Which, for the audience, stands for excellent, or any other superlative word you can think of that starts with E. Thank you very much. You enable all of us and all of the staff of the city to do great things, and can't say enough in my short duration with you, and we'll talk again after you finish training me. Thank you very much. We've addressed all the items on the agenda. Without objection, we will adjourn.
Point of order, vote. Oh, and to vote on the motion.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you very much. Point of order well received. All those in favor of approving the raise for the administrative employee as discussed in executive session, signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, signify by saying no. Motion carries. Now, without objection, we will adjourn for the evening.